With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's walk aboard right now. Frank Garcia, a former Panthers offensive lineman, co-host of Garcia and Bailey's show on WFNZ down in Charlotte. Hey, Frank, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes.
Frank,
this morning.
What's up?
Not much, guys. Hanging in there and trying to recover from last night's ass whooping.
Yeah, tough night last night for Carolina. I mean, walked into what turned out to be an absolute hornet's nest. What do you think? A lot went wrong last night, Frank, for the Panthers.
You know, the only thing that keeps going through my mind is that first drive, all the success the Panthers had, and then from there it was just downhill. Very next play from scrimmage, Roethlisberger goes 77 yards on a touchdown to Juju Schuster-Smith, or Smith-Schuster, and it was a snowball effect, and the Panthers didn't respond well. They didn't handle it, and that's concerning because that speaks to sometimes leadership. We've known Cam's, not in a bad way, but been a front runner. And that's sometimes a great thing. Sometimes, as we saw last night, not always the best thing. The pressure was getting to him, and this team's not played very well on the road, and that's concerning considering their record right now and the way that New Orleans is playing.
So, Frank, so like last night, do you think it was a blip or do you believe the Panthers can be a serious contender still? I mean, because you do have some good components in place. I mean, I think at times, McCaffrey was early in the game. He was running the ball great. He looked great, and the O-line was getting a good push. I mean, do you think they could still be a contender here, in your opinion?
Yeah, McCaffrey, this is a one-game scenario. Like I said, the things that are concerning are, the fight maybe at times in that game.
Yeah.
You don't ever want to question anybody's heart, but you have to when you get beat by 52, or you give up 52, and you're just not you don't seem to be there emotionally or physically. They think at the very beginning of the game they came out, but they got hit in the mouth and didn't respond well. And if you're going to be a good fighter, if you're going to be a good baseball player, if you're going to be a good soccer player, you're going to have adversity, and it's going to happen a lot on the football field, and you're going to get beat. So you have to be able to handle those situations and grow from them and learn from them and sometimes get back up on your feet and keep swinging.
And they did. I mean, you go back to that game down in Philadelphia. I mean, they were down 17-0 in the fourth quarter, Frank, and they come back, as we all witnessed here, and came back, were able to hand the Eagles what turned out to be a brutal loss for them, blowing a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I'm going to sound like probably a biased fan here, and I don't mean to be, but when the commentators, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, are blaming officiating and looking at officiating in some of the spots, it may lead you to question, not necessarily that there's agendas. I don't think that's there, but home field advantage was clear, and who was getting a lot of the calls, and I don't think that factored into them, giving up sacks and those type of things, but I think it was concerning, and it keeps beating you down. It's just another thing that pile on, the pressure that the Steelers have put on you. So, that's part of it. The Eagles, it felt like, they had a chance to, go out there, and they were still in that game, even down, 21 in the fourth. They never really felt out of it. They got some momentum, and they started getting stops on defense. There was nothing the Steelers did or didn't do on offense that the Panthers stopped, and that was the concerning part. This defense looked like a sieve. They looked like they were disinterested, and they weren't tackling. So, those are all part of the reasons why I probably felt like the refs were piling on.
Yeah, agree. So, Frank, like the offense, I mean, does it feel with all the different weapons this year, I mean, you're buying in, does it feel a little different? Just, putting yesterday's, last night's game aside, it was tough, right, if you're a Panther or a Panther fan.
Mm-hmm.
But the offense, what I'm saying, with the weapons, are you buying in?
Yeah, when you go with the type of offense the Panthers like to run with misdirection and motion, with timing, you have to have some continuity and consistency. And when you travel on the road, it's hard to hear those snap counts to get that continuity and that snap count so you can give the real good fakes with the proper reads. And that wasn't happening last night. If you saw even the reverse they tried to run, the timing wasn't quite there because the defense, was, in the backfield. And is just a little off with the motions. And anytime you go into it, that's another concerning thing that you have as a fan moving forward, or a player, even a coach, is that, is if we're going to run this misdirection, if we get on the road, are we going to be able to hear so we can time these things up so it looks like a proper read for the defense to get them to react the way we want? And, you know, that's the positive thing on the road. But, yeah, there's a ton of talent. I see Curtis Samuel, he's really emerging as one of the young players. You know, he has limited touches, but, you know, in his limited touches, he's had a lot of production. DJ Moore, I think, is a budding superstar. The guy is a wide receiver slash running back. He can do a lot of different things. He catches the ball, but when he catches it, he turns into a running back. That's something we haven't had maybe here since Steve Smith. And you look at the young tight end that they have as well. He's not Greg Olsen yet. He's a better athlete than Greg Olsen. And eventually, he's going to be a guy that you can really look forward to maybe replacing Greg Olsen and Ian Thomas. So the offensive line, I think it showed its weaknesses last night, and I think that's the difference of why, you know, this team's just not playing well on the road. They score 31 points at home, and on the road, they're only scoring 21. You know, again, last night had low point production. You know, a lot to do with them not having the ball because the Steelers were just going up and down the field. But, you know, that was one of the things that, you know, you really, that point differential and the consistency that lacks there is one of the things that's concerning as well.
You know, Frank, as we're at week 10 here, and where do you put Carolina in the NFC landscape?
Well, you know, that was kind of the indicator last night, I think. You know, we talked about it before the game. You know, are we going to show up and step up and be one of the top five teams in the NFL? Maybe even arguably, you know, two or three teams, you know, when at the top of the division or the top of the league, is that matter. But, you know, when after you look at the way that game played last night, I mean, you got to throw them right in the middle of the pack. And, you know, if I'm power ranking them, I'm probably putting them right around 14, 15. I mean, that's the type of whooping they took last night, and probably what they deserve after that performance.
Frank, I'm going to ask you questions. I don't know if you saw this. A lot of people might not have. There's a thing on Twitter from one of the players, one of the defensive players last night during the game on the bench, Kyle Love, defensive lineman, right?
Yeah.
You saw it, right?
I saw the whole thing. He looked like he was sleeping, didn't he?
Yeah, I think it looked like he was sleeping, sitting on the bench. It's the fourth quarter, like 5 minutes left in the game, and it really looked like he was taking a snooze, bro. How does this work? Like, just in your experience as a guy, you know, as a player, you know, how is this going to be handled, man? Like internally, in your opinion, what do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember the incident back with Derek Anderson on the sidelines smiling after them getting their butts kicked, yes. You know, when he was in Arizona, and, you know, that screenshot captioning him, and, you know, just, you know, that one still shot that we look at and say, gosh, this guy doesn't care. He's getting his butt kicked and laughing and smiling out there, and you know, that's just not the case. I don't know if Kyle Love was sleeping, if he was praying, if, you know, he looked pretty clean, but, you know, sometimes big guys need to take a nap.
Oh, no, I know. They can snooze off. That happens.
Yeah,
I know.
they got a lot of food in their bellies and just kind of snooze off. And, you know, that crowd knows in the background. And you've been in a NASCAR race, it just kind of puts you, lulls you to sleep. But, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, as far as the team goes, I think that they'll probably address it. You know, I think that we're going to make a bigger deal about it than maybe, you know, is there. And, you know, I don't know if it's warranted or not. But if he's sleeping, then, yeah, that's a concern. You know, how much do you really care about this team? And if he's just kind of just closing his eyes and praying, if he's a smart kid, that's what I'd be saying.
He might have had to pray a little harder.
You know, Frank, it's interesting. Yeah, it's an individual issue, but will it be blown up to the point where there's, you know, overall team concern that guys aren't locked in and getting the message where you have that kind of visual last night at the end of that game?
Yeah, listen, Ron Rivera hasn't lost his team whatsoever. He tore into them at halftime. I don't know what their preparation, you know, has been. You know, leading up to that, it seemed like a lot of walkthrough. But you know, these Thursday night games are meant for the home team to win. You know, it's almost set up that way with that extra day of preparation, you know, because of the travel time. But, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with complacency, and that's what we're talking about here, and that is concerning. But Kyle loves a heart. He's probably had one of his best seasons. He's probably been the most consistent D lineman we've had. And when he's in the game, he's giving you 110%. So I've never questioned his effort. I don't think the team will either.
Right. Okay.
No, and listen, cool. You know, that's all that matters. You think this team, you know, we have about a minute here to play with, Frank, but you think this team is going to be able to bounce back after what transpired on national TV last night?
isn't that kind of, you know, why we love to watch sports?
Yeah.
You know, the
yeah.
type of stories. I mean, and that's what I'm looking for. You know, who is this team? You know, what kind of intestinal fortitude do they have? You know, what happens when you fall off? Do you get back up and keep swinging and fighting, or do you just lay there and curl up into a corner? Last night they got punched, they curled up into the corner. So, you know, there's either two types of people, the type that fight or the type that flight. And, you know, when it comes to that confrontation, and I think we're going to see this team come out swinging. I do. I don't think that they're done by any stretch of the imagination. This team seems to play better when they're behind the eight ball and people are telling them they're not very good. And, you know, that may be the case for the next couple of weeks until they get an opportunity to get back out there on the field.
Frank Garcia, co-host of Garcia and Bailey Show on WFNZ down in Charlotte. Hey, Frank, we appreciate the time this morning. Talk a little Panther football
with
you.
Thanks, Frank.
Enjoy your weekend, all right, bud?
Hey, you guys are awesome. I always enjoy coming on and cutting up with you guys.
You got it.
Thanks a lot, brother.
Frank's a good guy.
He's a good man.
And does a great job on that show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.